Mammoth. Man, he's in some good company.
He is, no kidding.
A 64th annual Grammys. He is nominated for Best Rock Song, right along with the likes of Paul McCartney and the Foo Fighters for Best Rock Song of the Year.
All yeah, right.
That there is Epiphany from Mammoth. Very cool.
It's a good year for rock.
Hey, man.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
How was your summer? Did you go out
My
to the
summer?
Beach?
Oh, it was just a week. It was just last
really?
Week.
Didn't yeah. it seem like it a month or a so? Yeah. It seemed like forever.
It seemed like 2 days.
Especially that worst of, yeah, exactly. That they were running on the show. Woo!
Yeah,
that's
right?
Some bad stuff we've done.
How was Thanksgiving for
try
you?
Try and step it up. Good. Nice yeah. and fat now. Yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, extra fat.
Same.
And yourself?
Same.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you got in the little tinfoil there? I see you brought tinfoil in.
Cupcakes.
Cupcakes?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah!
It's going to be a good day.
Fun, man. I brought a little weed, so we're good to go.
Excellent. Let's talk about today's show, shall we? Sorry, I'm losing my voice.
Oh.
We have the KLOS high-low game.
That's right. It's back, man.
Worth $1,100 this hour.
Yep.
We have tickets to see the LA Kings.
Oh, that's right.
Cool. There's a new word of the year.
I know. I like this word. I think it's a good word. It knocked me on my ass yesterday, but yes I like it.
Yes. And the internet scams that happen this time of year.
I think,
they are really, really ramped up.
Yeah, yeah, of course, naturally.
So we're going to have an expert on.
Sweet. Is it Barbara? Are we going to talk to Barbara again?
It is Barbara. Yes.
I like Barbara.
Barbara's our favorite.
She does know stuff.
She's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Well, now that we've eaten all those delicious cupcakes, I think you've got to run out and get some more. Is that okay?
Sure.
You think you can do that?
Yeah,
oh, cool.
Sure.
Oh, awesome.
Be right back.
Cupcakes!
95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station.
Were you out screaming, partying? You sound like a cat used to when she'd come back from a concert.
And I do sound like that. Yeah. And it's annoying. There is a Merriam-Webster has declared a word of the day.
Mm,
a word of the year.
Right.
Word of the year for 2021.
Right.
And a lot of words were in the running. This is just based on search.
Oh, okay. Right.
Not on groups of people that get together and figure out which one is the most important.
That would be the nerdiest group ever, which I would be happy to join.
Insurrection was one of them.
Insurrection. Interesting.
Infrastructure
that's a good Star Trek
was
movie.
One of them.
Okay.
Perseverance.
Oh, that's nice. I like that one.
Was the Mars rover. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nomad.
Hmm. Okay.
Which came to light because of the movie Nomad.
I was going to say, one of your all-time favorite films. How many versions of that do you have now?
I didn't enjoy that
what?
As much as most people did.
Huh. Well, how irritated would you have been if Nomad had been the word of the year?
I mean,
you would have been like, damn it.
It's one of the top 10 because of that movie.
And that irritates you.
Yes. It does irritate
Well, that's good. All right. Good.
But the actual word is vaccination.
Vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got my booster shot on Saturday, actually, and it knocked on my ass yesterday. Woo!
What happened yesterday?
I woke up with, felt like someone was nailing nails into the back of my head.
Oh, excellent.
I had flashing lights in front of my eyes.
Oh, good.
I almost passed out when I stood up. I was going to puke everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
Are you sure that was a booster?
No, it was probably a hangover. No, it was, I haven't had a drink in a long time, so it's a straight up booster.
Wow.
But within, a few hours, I slept until 4 in the afternoon. I'm good to go now. I felt fine.
Now you're fine.
Yeah, yeah. So glad to get that out of the way. It knocked you down pretty hard, super hard.
I mean,
right?
Yeah,
your booster.
It was a little rough, but nothing compared to actually having it.
Right.
So,
what was the word of 2020?
I don't know the word of 2020.
That's a really interesting way to go back through time and see what was going on. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the word for 2020 was. This word, vaccination, was up 601%.
Wow!
Yes.
Wow!
Over 2020, then
right.
Vaccination became a thing, and then, you know, people started searching, and that's how they choose.
Yeah, it became available in February of this year, is that right?
What word would you have picked?
I think that's a perfect word for
Do
this
you?
Year. Yeah, I really can't. Do you have another one you think
pandemic.
Would be?
Pandemic.
Pandemic?
For sure.
Sure, would that be 2020? Really?
Yes.
That'd be a perfect one for 2020.
I mean, it's still kind of...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, people love to say it's all over, but...
Still sort of a thing.
Really?
Still sort of a
I don't
pandemic.
Think exactly.
Other than that,
yeah,
I can't imagine.
Yeah. You know, anytime they want to go for sex, I'm okay with that as the word of the year.
Sex?
Yeah. Just good old-fashioned sex.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Why not?
That's just a catch-all.
Yeah, exactly.
Anytime they can't decide, they just put in sex.
Yep.
All right. I like it.
So next year, if you guys can't come up with any... Oh, they won't. They're nerds.
It's a solid plan, and they don't have sex. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know if you saw these thieves that were doing these brazen grab and runs.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
They were all over the place, it seemed like, this past week.
Yep, yep. They finally figured out if they go in en masse, pretty hard to stop
them. Like 14 to 16 people.
Yeah, sometimes more than that, 30.
Thieves stole $100,000 in Louis Vuitton goods.
Yeah.
In Illinois.
That's kind of lame, you know. Steal something more interesting.
I mean, I assume that they are just going to get cash for it. I don't think they're going to use it for themselves.
I think a lot of them are selling it online. Yeah, exactly.
So it doesn't matter if it's cool.
Ooh, isn't it nice? Ooh, it goes with my...
This is perfect for me. I've always wanted one of these bags. So that made me think about, being a thief, mm-hmm. which I was occasionally when I was a kid.
Were you?
I was a dick when I was a kid. Yeah. That was a thing.
Yeah.
So I would go in and my move was to take a lower price tag.
Oh, right.
And
sure.
Put it over the price tag mm-hmm. of whatever it was mm-hmm. and then check out.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You know, I used to see people do that at the record store. I worked at a record store for a while. And only if it really pissed me off, you know, if I didn't like them, would I point it out. Otherwise, I just...
Really? You didn't care?
I don't really care, no. I didn't really care for that record chain, which is now out of business.
Wow. Well, thanks to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
My big one was, you remember the store Yellow Front?
Oh, yeah. It was White Front here in Los Angeles. Same Same store.
Is that right?
Yeah.
This was in Phoenix, mm-hmm. and I had a smoke bomb.
Okay.
And I had this plan that I was going to roll the smoke bomb into the doors, and then they would open.
Wow.
And then the smoke would go.
Right.
And then I would go in and rob the place.
So I you're way ahead of the time. Dang.
So I did that, and I got a candy bar.
Whoa! You hauled a candy bar? You went for the big stuff.
I'm not positive why I needed the smoke.
And did it work? I mean, yes. Wow. And they didn't see you going in there?
No.
And then they freak out that they thought the store was on fire?
No.
George Costanza's pushing old ladies out of the way to get out.
I don't know what was happening. I just remember
wow,
that.
I just remember
it might have been overkill for a candy bar. Also, I could afford a candy bar.
Well, it was just the fun.
I've grown up since then.
I used to, I worked at a video store for a while, and I used to basically say I'm charging a fee for having to deal with this one guy who would come in. We had one of those rooms in the back with a little curtain with movies.
Oh, no.
He'd come in. It's been 20, 25 minutes back there. Most people would dash
20,
in.
25 minutes?
A long time. And most people dash in, be very embarrassed when they bring up their little videos.
Well, he needs to read the...
Yes, exactly. And he'd come in once a week. He'd always get two movies.
Mm-hmm.
And they were $5 a piece. And then he would be back in 45 minutes. And the boxes, I told the girl that worked with me not to pick up the boxes to the movies because, there was something on them.
What?
On a regular basis, which I was just threw those boxes away. Just like,
wait.
She went to put them away one time. I'm like, don't touch that. I'll do it. Don't worry.
Why were you doing it? Why did you touch it?
She was really nice and I didn't
want to. But why did you touch it?
Oh, I knew where to touch on the box. I could see the bits to throw
away. What's happening?
Yeah, but anyway, so it was $5 for those and I decided, you know what? Since it's $10 in his cash every time to deal with this guy, that's my fee. I think I got $50.
Oh, so you kept the $10 every time he came in.
Bought myself some food.
Wow.
But that guy, man, that was hilarious.
We are masterminds.
When she, yeah, right? $50 in a candy bar.
That's our haul.
Wow, that's sad. That's just sad.
The KLOS High Low game powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. KLOS, who's this?
Oh, hi, this is Annette. Oh, my gosh.
Hello?
Hey, who are you?
Annette.
Hi, Annette. You're caller 13.
Oh, my God. You're a hawk. I've tried when I know the number, and you all don't answer for me. And now I don't know the number.
See, that's the way we are.
Are we on speakerphone?
I love Billy Idol, so I can't wait to go.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Yeah, it sounds like a party over there. Do you mind if we come hang out with you, Annette?
I'm making persimmon cookies right now from our tree.
All right. Now we're getting somewhere.
Cool.
All right, so for $1,100, there's a number between 0 and 95. And the last guess was 21, and it was too low.
But you know what? You're for sure going to see Billy Idol and Journey. You've won those tickets. You're absolutely going.
Thank you.
So even if you blow this completely, you still get to go to the show.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right.
I'm going to go with my mom's favorite number, 32.
Holy cow. What did you just say?
No.
What did you just say? 32. 32? You just said 32? Ah, wow. Yeah! Your mom has good taste
in
numbers.
How is that possible?
Oh my God, she just broke the
Why is that? Why is that your mom's number?
She just will play Keno in Vegas, and she always kick 32. It's a good number. Oh my God!
32 is a good number because you just got $1,100.
Oh my God! $1,100.
Yes.
I'm going to send you persimmon cookies.
Yes, please.
Yes, we'll take them. Yes. We can be bribed.
Oh, my God. Kitchen of retirees in here. They're all making cookies.
Who's on the line?
Who is it? Everybody's on the line.
Hey, Jackie, I want
I'd like to be able to talk. That'd be cool.
I know, man. What is going on with you?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo.
Even got a hot beverage to try and make it better, and it's not really working.
It's sort of working.
I think you better take a year off. Let's just take a year off.
Okay.
So your voice can get back to normal.
But we have tickets to see the Los Angeles Kings tomorrow night.
Hell yeah.
They play the Anaheim Ducks at Staples Center, and we're going to play a game called Penalty Box.
The Penalty Box.
So you call in, and you pick which one of these two is an actual penalty in the NHL.
And now you may get it right, but we're going to have a few people take a guess, and then Kevin's going to throw their name into a hat.
Correct.
Do you have your hat?
Do a drawing? Yes. I don't have my hat, though.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
So if you think you know your penalty terms, if you've watched hockey all these years.
Just want to get hockey fans, that's all.
Yeah.
For the game tomorrow night, 4 tickets, 818-955-KLOS is the phone number. And if you want to get your tickets now, you can get them at lakings.com/tickets.
And while you are dialing, Kevin's going to grab a lozenge.
This is United States calling. Are we reaching?
No, you are not.
You're not reaching.
No. Not at all. Yeah, there is a man answering. That's right. It's Sluggo.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo, and we're giving away 4 tickets for the LA Kings. Who's this?
Stefan,
how art thou?
Thou is good, my lord.
All right. Do you you know your hockey terms pretty well?
Your hockey penalties?
Give or take.
Right on. Well, welcome to the penalty box. Kevin is going to, well, I'll actually give you the penalty terms, and you determine which of these is true, is a real one, and which isn't. And if you get it right, then we'll throw you into the drawing. All right?
Correct.
Got it.
All right. Stefan, is it slamming or boarding that is actually a penalty?
Boarding.
Boarding is correct,
Stefan.
That
is correct.
You hold on one moment. Don't you go anywhere. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
It's Mike.
Mike, welcome to the penalty box.
Hey, thank you.
For a 4-pack of tickets to see the Kings play tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Yep.
We got some penalty terms for you. Tell us if it's the real one or a fake one, charging or running. Which of those is real?
Charging.
Charging is correct.
That's correct.
Well done. Yeah. What's your first name again?
Mike.
My name is Mike.
Wow, look at you remembering.
Well, I'm doing the drawing.
Writing down the names. All right, hold on, Mike. Don't go away. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Jason,
which of these terms is truly one that would get you sent to the penalty box? Contact to the groin, contact to the head.
Contact to the head.
That is correct.
Wow, everybody knows.
Yeah.
This is great.
Hold on, don't go away. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
What's up? It's Drew.
Hey, are you a doctor?
You know what? No, I'm more the brew than the doctor.
All right, delay of game or slowing down the game? Which of those is actually a penalty? Delay of game or slowing down the game?
It's got to be delay because it can't be slowing down.
Well, it could be. It'd be very annoying. But
that's
you are correct, Drew. Don't go away. Hold on a second.
Let's do one more.
All right, KLOS, who are you?
My name's Robert.
Robert, which of these would get you sent to the penalty box? Sitting or elbowing?
Elbowing
is correct.
Look at that. Everybody got
it. Every single buddy got it.
Yeah, we're all smart out here in Cali.
Damn straight.
I'm happy.
All right, so Kevin is doing his hat trick, and he's going to pull a name out randomly, and it is...
And it is Stefan.
Wow, that was the very first dude. Stefan, you win.
All right.
You're going.
You got a 4-pack of tickets for tomorrow night. Congratulations to Annette from Garden Grove.
Yeah, well done. $1,100. She was the second guest, and she chose her mom's favorite Keno number, 32. Boom, just hit
that
it.
That was it.
Yeah.
So now we picked a new one.
Yeah, we have a brand new number, and sometime between now, was it doing it between 5 and 6?
Yes, between 5 and 6.
We'll ask you to come up with that number between 0 and 95, and since it's the first one out the gate, and you're the first guest, we're going to give you $1,000 if you get it, plus $500 in gift card cash. So that's actually kind of...
That's actually more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done, Annette. You're winning for everybody.
I was talking to my nephew last week, and on Friday...
What a do, nephew?
Nope. And he said, I'm done with my Christmas shopping.
What a show off. Really?
And
already?
I said, what?
Wow.
How are you done?
Was he buying one thing for one person?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, he's got kids.
Oh, man. Wow.
So maybe they planned ahead?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, that is the way to do it. I mean, really,
well,
the
best
way. Of
course that's the way to do it.
Buy all through the year.
But who does?
No. I guess your nephew. I guess that's it.
My nephew.
Can we call him at home and yell at him? Hey!
No,
how dare you?
No, but we can yell at our listeners who have already done their shopping.
Yeah.
Are you finished with your Christmas shopping?
Wow.
Is that a thing?
I haven't even started.
Same.
You started, really?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I've started, yeah.
You have?
Yes.
Go to hell.
I've started.
I have a list of things I want to buy, but I haven't bought a damn thing.
I have 2 gifts.
Well, that's pretty good, really.
For me?
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, I think for most people these days.
It's not being done.
Right. Are you ever done? Like, are you ever done before 3 days or 2 days before?
My people are the people on the 24th of December.
Right.
Those are my people.
Yeah.
That are out just looking for stuff.
Sure.
There's got to be something here. There's got to be something here that'll work.
Oh, this smashed thing of potato chips looks pretty good.
Right. You're
wrap that up.
You're not looking for a specific thing anymore. You're just looking for something that'll work.
Anything that is at least over $5.
Right. All right. So call us at 818-955-KLOS if you're finished with your Christmas shopping.
And how did you do it?
Yeah. And how long have you been shopping?
Yeah.
Because I assume they had to shop.
You got to be way
all year.
Front. Yeah. That's the real. I mean, I always every damn year, I'm like, I'm just going to start buying stuff.
Right. Of course. That's what everyone thinks.
Squirreling it away.
And then they don't.
Never do.
Right. 818-955-KLOS if you're already finished with your Christmas shopping. How did you do it?
Aaron Jones, Supercharged. Do you still drive around listening to loud?
Yes.
So damn good.
That's fantastic. It's 95.5 KLOS, and Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, we're talking about people who are finished with their Christmas shopping already.
Making us look bad.
KLOS, hello.
This is all around Doma shopping, yeah.
You're finished?
How'd you do that?
I've been done for like about a month now.
What?
We start like in early September.
Wait, hold on. How many people do you buy gifts for?
It's me, my kids, 2 kids, my mom, my sister.
Wow.
Nephews, nieces, like 8 or 9 of us.
Wow.
At least.
Do you go to stores or do you buy it online for the most part?
Both.
Both, yeah. And you're already done.
You're already finished.
Yes, already finished.
What? You said you start in September. Is that is there a hard date that you start every year?
No.
Like Labor Day?
No.
Okay.
Would you mind just going through my list and buying my stuff for my people?
Sure, why not?
Use your credit card.
Get a personal shopper.
Yeah.
Personal. Right on. Well, thank you for calling, and how dare you?
You annoy us.
Yeah.
Because you're so organized.
Right. Yeah, don't ever call again.
Right.
I won't.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Oh, my God.
Hi. You are not done with your shopping yet, are you?
I'm somewhat. Done. Oh my God, I can't believe this.
What?
I can't believe this.
What?
Yes, I am. Pretty much.
You're done with your shopping?
You're done with your shopping, and you just now shocked yourself by realizing you are?
Oh my God, I can't believe... Wait, am I caller 13?
No.
No, we're not doing the contest right now.
Okay. Thank you so much for picking up. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, we love you too. And now you can believe it that you got through. Because you're not caller 13. You're not doing the damn contest. That's typical, isn't it?
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. All right. You guys should really play more Kiss on your radio station.
Kiss! I'm not opposed to that.
That's
all right. This is a dream come true.
Who are you?
Emily.
Emily, thank you for calling. Take care.
Oh, my God.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
That was odd. I liked it, but it was odd.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I've got 90% of my shopping done. Last year, my family lives in Cleveland. I go to Cleveland every year for Christmas. And last year, I mailed my gifts ahead of time, and some of them didn't show up until after Christmas because how slow the postage was. So I set my goal this year was to be done by December 1st. I got a couple more days. I still have a couple more things, but majority of my gifts have been bought, wrapped, and they're in a box in my parents in Cleveland and all done. I don't want to deal with it.
Damn, dude. So are you this organized in your entire life, or is this just because you care about your people?
I just hate shopping, and, yeah. And I did it all online, too. And Sluggo, you're going to love what I got you.
Oh, that's great news.
It's another Teddy, is it?
Oh, damn, did you peek?
Right on, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Are you done with your Christmas shop? This is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon talking to people that are making us look bad. This is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon talking to people that are making us look bad. Just making us look terrible because...
Sons of bitches.
Yeah! You already got your Christmas shopping done?
I am, and it was easy.
How many people do you buy for?
One, my wife.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, that makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, that does make it easier.
You don't have...
Although I can't really... I don't buy for very many more people than my wife, and I'm not where you're done.
Yeah, but my wife's done with all of our kids, too.
Oh.
She did it the same... Did it.
Oh, you don't buy anything for your children, sir?
No, she does it all. I make all the money. She does all the stuff.
USA! USA!
That's normal. What's not normal is being done by now.
Yeah, that's well done, sir.
Well, she made a list on Amazon of everything she wanted, sent me the list. I opened up the list and took the different times and had it delivered to my office. And I'm done.
Wow.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, that's very good. That's a good system, too. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
You're finished with your Christmas shopping?
I am.
How many people do you shop for?
This year, I did it just for... Our family kind of did it Secret Santa style, because we only have, like, two small kids in the family since Christmas. You know, and I've always been about the kids, but now... That the kids have all grown up, we've done it Secret Santa style to save money and keep everybody happy.
So you only bought one gift? A Secret Santa gift.
I got my girlfriend one because that's kind of implied, and then I got my Secret Santa.
Well, and then you got your wife something.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Well done, man. That must be a good feeling to know it's all done. You don't have to dick around with it anymore. Yeah.
Why are we torturing ourselves?
I don't know.
Who are
all these people are doing a good job.
Hey, you're better than us. Good job.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS. Hello.
Hi.
You already finished?
I am already finished.
How many people? How many people do you buy for?
I had to buy for 32 people.
Woo! Wow!
32, and you're finished?
Yes. So what I did...
You're a miracle!
Yeah. What? You did what?
I started in the middle of October, and I picked each week, I would pick certain people who I would buy for, and then I just went down my list until I was done. So I was done right after... I would say, like, right before Thanksgiving, and I bought one thing on Black Friday.
Wow. That is awesome. Thank you for calling. Look at all these people that are so organized
so
and care about people. And
apologies to everyone I know.
Jane says, I'm done with Sergio. You treat me like a rag doll. She
just making us look terrible because...
Sons of bitches.
Yeah! You already got your Christmas shopping done?
I am, and it was easy.
How many people do you buy for?
One, my wife.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, that makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, that does make it easier.
You don't have...
Although I can't really... I don't buy for very many more people than my wife, and I'm not where you're done.
Yeah, but my wife's done with all of our kids, too.
Oh.
She did it the same... Did it.
You don't buy anything for your children, sir?
No, she does it all. I make all the money. She does all the shopping.
USA! USA!
That's normal. What's not normal is being done by now.
Yeah, that's well done, sir.
Well, she made a list on Amazon of everything she wanted, sent me the list. I opened up the list and took the different times and had it delivered to my office. And I'm done.
Wow.
Wow, that's pretty great.
Yeah, that's very good. That's a good system, too. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
You're finished with your Christmas shopping?
I am.
How many people do you shop for?
This year, I did it just for... our family kind of did it Secret Santa style, because we only have, like, two small kids in the family since Christmas, you know, and I've always been about the kids, but now... that the kids have all grown up, we've done it Secret Santa style to save money and keep everybody happy.
So you only bought one gift, a Secret Santa gift.
I got my girlfriend one, because that's kind of implied, and then I got my Secret Santa.
Well, and then you got your wife something.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Well done, man. That must be a good feeling to know it's all done. You don't have to dick around with it anymore, yeah.
Why are we torturing ourselves?
I don't know. Yeah, all these people are doing a good job.
Hey, you're better than us. Good job.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
You're already finished?
I am already finished.
How many people? How many people do you buy for?
I had to buy for 32 people.
Woo! Wow!
32 and you're finished?
Yes. So what I did...
You're a miracle!
Yeah. What? You did what?
I started in the middle of October, and I picked each week I would pick certain people who I would buy for, and then I just went down my list until I was done. So I was done right after, I would say, like right before Thanksgiving, and I bought one thing on Black Friday.
Wow. That is awesome. Thank you for calling. Look at all these people that are so organized
so much
and care about people. And
apologies to everyone I know.
Tender love song from Tom Morello and his Rage Against the Machine, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Let's talk about internet scams that happen this time of year.
This is certainly the time of the year when they're going to steal you blind, rubber you blind.
We have our expert who we can, we have to, you know, save his identity. So we're going to call him Lulu.
Lulu, are you on the phone?
I am. How are you guys doing?
Good, we are Lulu. Good. Thank you.
So you work internet security for a well-known company, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And you have the general goods on what's going on out there as far as this time of year and how folk are trying to rip other folk off online.
Right. Yeah. So with the holiday season on us, the online shopping's at its peak season, and consumers are buying up all the great deals. But unfortunately, like you mentioned, cyber scammers are out there looking to make a quick buck as well. You know, so while we deal with a lot of types of scams throughout the year, there's three that I'd like to bring out and mention during this holiday season for others to keep an eye on.
Yeah, okay. Please. Great.
Okay, so the first one, you may have heard of it, it's called phishing. Probably the most common. It's the art of duping people with enticing emails or even some text messages where they'll say, lo and behold, you are the winner of $1,000 shopping spree. And you guys have probably seen these, right?
Yeah, and you have to click on them to be infected?
Right, yeah. So you'll click on them and they'll ask you to fill out a survey,
right,
likely with your banking information, and we'll send you the money once you fill it out.
Oh, and also, so where do you hide the cash in your house? And when are you least likely to be home? And do you have a big dog?
Exactly. And that's one of the phishing attempts that we see. Other kinds of phishing attempts that we also see are your banking or credit card information may have been illegally used. And please use this link to visit a website and enter your name and credit card to verify you purchased an item. So the people fall for this all the time.
Wow.
And they enter the credit card information and scammers have it.
I mean, I'm sorry. How are people still falling for that one? I mean, geez. And usually there's misspellings and weird just...
Yeah, but not always.
Not always.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, still, yeah.
So it's looking, these emails are getting crafted and making it look very legitimate.
Right.
So if you're worried about your credit card, call your credit card company.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Instead of clicking on whatever you see in the email.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the easiest way to deal with any sort of phishing scams is pretty much, if you don't have an account with the company that they list, just delete the email or text message. They're just throwing these out there to see who bites, and if someone bites, good. But if you don't have that credit card, just delete it.
Right.
The second, if you have any doubt still, call the customer support line directly. Don't call the number listed in the email because you'll probably get the scammer. Call the company directly. That's probably the best way to deal with phishing emails.
Do you have any information on how many people get fooled by the phishing attempts?
It's in the hundreds of thousands.
Wow.
Easily during this time of year.
Wow. Yeah, because people are making a lot of weird purchases at different places, and so they think, oh, maybe I got screwed on this one. I better check it out.
Exactly. You're making so many purchases, you forget where you're purchasing items from, and usually the elderly people or people that aren't as tech savvy are the ones that fall for it.
Right.
All right, what other kinds?
So another type of scam that we see are fake websites. Kevin, and imagine you coming across an ad on social media for a pair of Crocs for $12.99. But they originally sell for $60, let's say, right? That's a great deal.
Right.
But the likelihood of you getting an authentic pair of the Crocs or receiving anything from this website is likely slim to none. So these fake websites pop up. They offer this great deal. Say, buy it now within 5 minutes or this deal goes away. Likely you're not going to get that item in the mail. And also, likely your credit card's going to be gone.
That's also sent through the email?
That's usually passed out through social media. So you'll see with ads on Twitter or even Facebook. You'll see ads like that.
In that case, that'd probably be a good thing if Kevin doesn't get another pair of Crocs. That would actually probably be good for a change.
Yeah. I look dead.
That's true.
I look dead sexy. All right, what other kind of scam?
So the last one of the top three that we usually see during this time of year are the fake charities.
And
during this time of season, we like to give to those in need, and we donate a lot during the holiday season. And now with COVID in place, a lot of places just aren't having the in-person events anymore, so they're asking for online donations. So
okay, that's low.
That is very heartbreaking for people like myself who help run a charity.
Right. Kevin actually runs a real one. He's not running the human fund. He's running a real one.
Yes, correct.
Exactly. Yeah, so we're seeing a lot of these. So if you get solicited for donating to a charity, whether through email or social media, and it's a charity that you're not really aware of, or the website maybe looks a little shaky when you get to it, just take a minute to verify. There's websites like GuideStar.org or even Charity Navigator that will tell you if this charity is legit and gives it ratings and whatnot. So it's better to take a minute or two to check out that charity to make sure that it's a legitimate one.
So slow down a bit, basically, is the answer. Slow down and double check.
Yes, double check. Slow down, double check. And if you do become a victim of credit card fraud or even identity theft, I would suggest, I don't get paid for any of this, but it's just my expertise out there. Visit Experian or Credit Karma. There are great sites to monitor your credit as well as get notifications of any compromises involving your information, such as your name, social security number, even email addresses.
Cool. And what was the name of those two to check out charities that look a little shaky? What was the name of the two websites that you mentioned?
GuideStar.org and Charity Navigator.
Charity Navigator and GuideStar.org. Okay, great. Cool. So how many people have you ripped off this year? Oh, wait, no, we're going to talk about that off the air.
No.
Never mind.
I did get scammed 1 year. It didn't involve an online thing, but do you have a second I could tell you?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, and then we'll take calls at 818-955-KLOS if you were scammed.
Oh, yeah.
You got scammed.
That. Yeah, we want to hear about that.
Call us and tell us about it. All right, Lulu, go ahead.
So my wife and I went to Italy quite a few years ago, and we had a taxi cab take us up at a train station. This was before smartphones, so we weren't sure where we were going, and we asked them to take us to our hotel. So we jumped in the taxi cab and drove around for about 10, 15 minutes to a bunch of narrow streets and alleys, and we ended up at our hotel finally, which was right across the street from the train station.
Nice. That's so irritating. That used to happen to me in New York. I would take a cab during the week, and they would drive me right to the radio station. But on the weekend, when they think there's more tourists in town, dude wanted to take these back roads.
Of course.
I'm like, dude, where are you going? Come on.
It was a $40 fare when they could just walk across the street.
Damn.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, Lulu, thank you very much for the info. We always appreciate it, man.
You're welcome. Happy holidays to you both, and stay safe out there on the internet.
Right on. Take care, dude. Thank you.
And if you've been scammed, 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're talking about people who got scammed on the internet. That happened to you?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
I was, you know, the stupid little games you play on your smartphone that you, you know, trying to kill time.
Yep.
And the commercials in between, I mean, they presented these really good ads. And this one presented the DeWalt 10-pack for $40.
Right.
So I did and put all my information in, and lo and behold, I never got it.
Oh, man. But it looks completely real.
It really does. And it took me a little while to fish through everything, and I finally found a site that said, oh, yeah, no, this is a fake site.
Ah,
you know,
nice.
In Russia.
In Russia.
And Putin's great. Sitting there rubbing his hands together going, more rubles.
Taking your money.
Exactly.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, I've been scammed before.
Yes. Tell us.
Facebook, there's a item, it's a little lowrider. And me being into lowriders as a kid, this was a pretty cool deal. It was two for like $80.
Right.
And up in China, they sent me these cars that totally looked different than what they were advertising. I made a claim with my bank. I got refunded, luckily.
Nice.
But it was a scam.
Yeah.
A lot of times your bank will do that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So you just go ahead and you hit them up and you say, give me my damn money back if it happens to you. 818-955-KLOS. You were scammed. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And we're talking about people who got scammed. We want to talk to you if someone ripped you off. Did that happen to you?
I'm going to tell you about a shady past of mine, which I've already done my repentance for, of how I used to scam people.
Okay.
Ah, yeah.
All right.
So I thought you might like that.
Yeah, let's hear it.
It was a credit card thing. We'll just call me Ted because I'm not going to give you my real name on this one.
All right.
Ted.
But I used to go to waiters and waitresses at like Morton Steakhouse, Black Angus, places like that, and pay them $100 and give them a little red box. And for every credit card, they scan through that black box. I'm sorry, I said red. I would give them $100. And I'd take that and I'd download it on a computer and I'd put someone else's credit card on my credit card and go shopping with it.
Wow. Wow. How long did you do that?
I did it for about a year. And I paid my time, and I'm very forgetful for what I did. And I'm just telling you guys this so other people can hear it and be wary of what actually happened.
You had to have somebody in the restaurant working with you, right?
Yes. I would find someone who was like, I'd see, because I used to do a lot of drugs and all that, and mm-hmm. someone I'd see that did drugs. I'd say, well, okay, I'll pay you to do this.
How do you think, how would you say to people to stay away from, you know, to be aware that it's just happened to them?
Just kind of watch your credit card.
Right, right. Just always check it, right.
They can't do it in the back room. They can't do it by your table. So they're generally doing it as they walk to where they go.
Right,
gotcha.
It's safer to have the places that you scan at your table.
Right. Oh, very interesting.
Oh, interesting.
Very interesting.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, and thank you for turning things around. Well done, you.
Not a problem. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, man. Take care.
KLOS, hello. Did you get scammed?
Well, I get regular emails telling me that my PayPal account and my Amazon account have been compromised.
Mm-hmm.
And they're obviously scams. Your listeners should know that all those companies have websites that you can forward those emails to help kind of squash them.
Yeah, I like that. I like forwarding those. Yeah, you can forward them to the real companies, and then they help to bring them down. That's a very good point. Thank you very much for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I was scammed.
You were scammed, yes. How?
Well, on not Twitter, but
Instagram?
Facebook?
No. Yeah, no.
MySpace?
No.
MySpace. GeoCities?
AOL.
Well, one of those.
TikTok. Yeah, it was TikTok.
All right.
There was an ad that said it was a limited promotional time offer from e-bikes,
mm-hmm.
offering one of their dirt e-bikes for $199, and it said that they were only giving out 100 of them at that price, and normally it's $3,500 bike.
Right. That didn't seem too good to be true?
It did seem too good to be true, yeah. But something about you know, it's a limited time promotional offer. We're only giving out 100 of these.
Right. That's a great deal if it's real.
Right.
But look, some of them are easy to sniff out, but others really, really do fool you. They look great and they look valid and you do it.
You know, it helps to be incredibly cynical.
Yes, it does.
That means you miss good opportunities in real life. But sometimes, I do that all the time. I don't trust anything or anybody. So thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, thanks. You were scammed?
Yeah, by my 7-year-old daughter.
Woo!
Yeah, man.
How'd that happen?
She saw the password. She has an iPad. She's playing some games. She saw the password and my wife typed it in.
Mm-hmm.
Spent $250.
Love it.
$250.
Dang, on what?
Game stuff. Roblox stuff.
Love it.
Digital trees, whatever.
Love it.
So I'm going through the account. I'm thinking, what the hell did you buy?
What kind of trouble did she get in? What was her punishment or reward?
Well, luckily we got the money back.
Yeah,
but she didn't lie about it until we told her about the money. Then she started crying.
Oh.
She didn't get her iPad for a month. Probably got off light.
No, that's pretty good. Yeah. I think a month. That's a long time in 7-year old year. Yeah. Thanks for calling me. It's like Steve Martin's cat. There's $3,000 worth of cat toys out there. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Travis,
you got scammed?
Oh, so yeah, a few years ago I was selling a car, and a guy called me emailed me from Florida. Hey, I'll buy your car. I got a car lot here, blah, blah, blah. I said, fine, send me the check. So the check arrives, and before his driver with their car could come pick it up to ship it, I took it down to the bank to make sure the funds are good. The person at the bank looks at the check and goes, yeah, it's good.
Oh, no.
I said, well, why don't you check and make sure? Because it's like $14,000.
Right.
So she says, no, it's fine. Trust me, I work at a bank. And I started laughing. I go, I don't trust you at all.
Yeah.
It's your manager.
Yeah.
Manager calls it in, calls the bank that's in Florida and says, hey, here's a check that, you know, a cashier's check, blah, blah. And they go, oh, no, that's not our check.
Wow.
It was a fake check.
Wow.
But the driver still showed up the next day, and I had the sheriff there waiting for him.
Nice. Nicely done.
That's good.
Turnabout is fair play.
I love that. Right on. Yeah, never trust anybody who says, trust me.
Yes. If they say, trust me, don't.
You just plain don't. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and the Sluggo in the afternoon. And we got some cash to give away. Is that right?
It is a KLOS high-low game, and it's a brand new number.
So we're starting all over, which means if you hit it right on the head, you're not only going to get $1,000, we'll throw in a $500 gift card for surprising us, for like making us go, whoa!
It is a number between 0 and 95. No one's guessed yet, so this will be the first guess. And if you get it right, you get a $500 gift card.
And if you can play our game, you have to be caller 13, and that means you absolutely win tickets to see Journey, which is happening April 4th at the Honda Center and April 5th at Staples Center with Billy Freakin' Idol. Which
that's a great
bill. Very, very cool. Yeah, and tickets on sale right now via Ticketmaster.com. So be caller 13. You're going to the show. You can play our precious little game. Good luck. 818-955-KLOS. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Priscilla.
Priscilla, you're caller 13.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Nicely done.
Indeed.
Oh, thank you.
How are you on hitting things on the head right out the gate without having any inside information?
Not so good.
I don't know that anyone's good at
that. Yeah, that's true. Maybe. But you're caller 13, which means you're for sure going to go see Journey and Billy Idol.
Oh, my God.
So congratulations on that. Now, you're more than welcome. Give you the $500 gift card and $1,000 in cash. Just go ahead and give us a number between 0 and 95. What number sounds good to you?
21.
21 is?
Too
damn low. Why'd you choose 21?
I don't know. It was the first number.
All right. 21 is too low, but you got the concert tickets.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yes! Still one of my all-time favorite party songs. Man, I love that song!
That is good.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Time for what we learned.
Yeah, what did we learn today?
The word of this year is vaccination.
And I had it. My booster on Saturday and paid the price on Sunday, but I'm glad I did. It was worth it.
You were in bed all day?
Woo, man, I was sick.
Sweet.
Yeah, but now I'm fine, and vaccinated.
Sluggo and I are not criminal masterminds. We learned that today.
Man, that is a fact.
And be careful with email scams this time of year. Fake accounts are everywhere, and don't click on an ad if it seems too good to be true.
It probably is. All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty, the Kitty of Oz.
Peace out. See you tomorrow.
It was on this day in rock in 1979 when all four original members of Kiss broke up for the very first time.